This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's 8:36. Let's go and check in with Bianca. We connected with her last year. Hey, we spoiled. We get to have her again. And like a new song. Bianca, how's it going? Good morning. Welcome to breakfast. Oh, I think you're still muted there on your side. I can see I've got a bit of a mute on my screen here, so I'm not sure if there's a button you need to press on your side. Oh, there you go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Oh, you're muted again. Your mute button is winning the battle there with us this morning. It's the battle of the mutes. Okay, you're back.
Okay, let's go. Good morning.
Hello, we knew we'd overcome it. Good morning. Nice hanging out with you. Since the last time we spoke, that song, Nothing Comes Close to You, we were talking about you shared your testimony, Bianca, and it was amazing. And then you just go and get your song out internationally, sitting on a number one chart in the USA. How does that feel?
It feels unbelievable. It doesn't feel true, to be honest, because this is all new to me, you know, the streaming platforms and how all the digital world works today. So it feels unreal.
I have the list here in front of me, if you don't mind me just sharing for the listeners. So we got the song here in South Africa, okay, playing on gospel stations around this country, the UK, USA, Canada, Australia, and somewhere across the whole of Europe as well. The same with this new song, God My King, and that previous song sat at number one. I don't know what the radio station's name was. I think it was out in the US, New Vision Radio USA, sitting on their charts at the number one position. Well done, Bianca. That's amazing, man. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. it feels really unreal. But I think when God's in control, nothing is impossible. So yeah, this is really truly magical.
So does this inspire you now? I mean, last time we spoke, you said there's always a few extra songs that are waiting in the wings for when the opportunity comes to get into the studio. And I think that's what's happened with God My King. With the exposure of your music, is that driving you to create more, record more?
Well, I have a little strategy, and I've spoken to my producer. So to build momentum and to get your music out there, you need to do something between 10 and 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking to that, but I'm an independent artist, so our finances, I finance basically my own songs. So it is a little bit of a challenge. There is more songs to come. We're busy working on a new one, releasing just before the post over. So I'm quite excited about that as well. So there's definitely more to come. I'm looking forward to what God is looking for me to do. Yep. So we're choosing songs strategically, if I can say that.
No, that's absolutely right, because it is expensive. For the listeners, if you have a record label signing you, they take care of everything. You just keep on going. It's music videos, it's touring, it's new albums, it's everything you need is all part of it. But when you're an independent artist, you've got a song and then you go to your favorite producer and to the studio, and then Bianca, they'll say, certainly, we'll record the song for you. Do you have a little, like, somewhere between 20 and 50,000 rand lying around? And you've got to carry all of that yourself. So that's pretty crazy. So well done to you and your team for pushing through, and the success is quite clear here. The stories you shared with us the last time we connected of a life of struggle with pain and sickness, and God just coming through for you in the most incredible ways. Your testimony is powerful. I'm noticing the kind of music that you're writing still comes out of that place of gratitude and of worship. Is that the route that you're on with your writing, coming out of your heart, a heart of gratitude?
It is truly. And God My King was really a song. I mean, I love Holy Forever. That is really one of my go-to songs when I just don't feel good at all. Mm. And I wanted to write a similar song for myself and for the public. It's like an anthem to me, God My King.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the lyrics. Our listeners will hear it in a moment, but where do those lyrics come from and the inspiration and how you brought that all together?
So basically, if you go look at the lyrics, all my life you've been near through the fire and through the fear, that resonates again towards my story.
Yes.
If you go, you know, for the listeners and my background. So like I say, it's just an anthem, and I wrote it for churches to be able to sing it in their church. That was my main goal, like Holy Forever, putting a song out there that everybody can relate to it and just sing and praise our God.
When you create stuff for congregations, how do you get it out to the congregations? I mean, how do you encourage them to sing it, and what resources do you make available for them so that they can easily sing it?
That's a very, very good question. I don't know that answer yet. Like the song is quite new.
Okay.
And I mean, I've only started singing it in my own congregation 2 weeks ago. I've been able to sing it there. So if anybody out there listens and wants the song, I can give it to you. I can give the chord structures. So... that's the way I can go and give it to them.
Okay, cool.
To do it, to be able to do it and sing it.
Okay, I'll connect with your team because I know your team. So I'll connect with your team and then we'll do it because we know how the system works. It's actually pretty amazing. So get it out there and then get the song licensed and then make it available for churches to play, and then all the stuff they need, is everything is there. So don't worry, that's an easy thing to do. So that's really amazing, though, that's really your heart, because often songs are very personal, and you'd say, okay, this is really what I want to do. We know the Chris Tomlins and the, you know, all of these guys that make their songs available. Of course, the songs that we sing in churches, Bethel and Hillsong, and back in the day, we know all of those. So, you know, it's so nice to have music that comes local. If you can sing it in your own church, that's amazing, like you already have. And then to be able to have music that we can sing from a South African artist, I love that. It feels more homegrown. It feels more authentic.
Yes, and that's what I want. I actually challenged Christian artists out there a while ago on my social media platform so that I can get... you know, collab with them, write songs together and get it into congregations, because we always support the international markets and sing the international music in our congregations. So I was really there saying out loud there, let's collab, let's get together and write and put South African music into congregations, Christian music out there.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was speaking to a publicist quite a while ago, and she was telling me there are some worship bands in South Africa that no one's ever heard of, but their music is so popular in other churches around the world. This particular group of people were creating quite a niche genre of music, but it was massive in churches in Central America. And churches everywhere were singing their songs. So they became almost famous for the songs that they've written. But here in South Africa, we might not know them at all. So it's a great idea just to make songs available to be sung in other churches and stuff coming out of South Africa. Why not? I think that's wonderful. We'll be playing God My King very shortly. Yeah.
Yeah, I do believe we have our own artists. Like I truly believe we have someone like a Brandon Lykke in South Africa. We do have the talent. And that's what my video also said on Facebook. Where are those guys? I want to collab with the musos in South Africa, pushing Christian music in South Africa.
Yeah, it's an excellent idea. Some collaborations. Well, thanks for a great song. We're going to play it in a moment for all of our listeners. You've spoken about that Facebook video. Share your social media details with us, if you don't mind, Bianca. Then people can check that out. We know there are people listening that are worship leaders. And collaborations are so powerful because we can always do more together than we could ever do on our own. Joining resources and industry knowledge and platforms is a brilliant thing. So how can people get in touch with you?
That's very simple. On all my platforms, it's the same name. It's Bianca.music.
Okay, so that's a B-I-A NCA, Bianca Music. And now your business, I mean, you're a creative, not only musically, but also in your work. Is this, how is it inspiring your work environment when you're seeing the stuff you're creating musically as being so well received? Is that spurring you on in other areas of creativity?
100%. It's, I must say, it's quite difficult pushing the social side for Bianca and creating something for different clients. So it's just to find my rhythm and my footwork between the two, because my music is currently my hobby.
Yes.
So I'm not doing this for any fame or any glory. I'm a mom, I'm a businesswoman. So to find the time and my rhythm between everything, it's quite daunting sometimes, but we're getting there.
So you just keep an eye on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Deezer, and you'll be able to find Bianca's God My King, of course, also on playlists like ours, and you can hear the song in just a few moments' time. Bianca, well done. I think you're doing exceptionally well. Just before we go, has this caught you by surprise? I mean, you did it because you love music and you love God and you've got a story to tell. And when you find out how it resonates with people and how it's loved literally all around the world, how does that feel?
So unsurreal. It's just amazing the way God has, like, he took me through the storms, through anything, everything, and I'm still on a journey with him. Yeah. And I still have my daily struggles, and just to get my music and to inspire, that's all I want to do. If my music can get you closer to God, then I've done my job. And just to stay humble, that's my main goal. Yeah, yeah. I'm just, yeah, writing from the heart.
And you're clearly on the right track. I think this is a wonderful story. For anyone out there that's experienced the love, the touch, the presence of God, the healing power of God in ways like Bianca's experienced it, and just to express yourself musically because you can, you have no idea the impact that's going to have locally and then internationally. It's these moments that catch us by surprise and you realize only God can do that. Bianca, appreciate you. Thanks for your time, your enthusiasm, and for great music. And may this song touch the hearts of many and may be sung in churches everywhere as people worship God corporately together. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much to all the listeners. Thank you, Brett, for this conversation.
Hey, what God a bless. Pleasure. God bless you. Have yourself a really, really great day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.